Hey, and today is Living in Las Vegas. Well, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, I think it makes sense to talk about Valentine's Day in Las Vegas. That would make sense, but that's not what we're going to do. Nope. Instead, we're going to talk about public sex in Las Vegas. Where can you and your bestest friend go to have sex and not end up being arrested for felony public exposure? Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where if you are going to have public sex, don't do it in a place that traps you for 30 minutes, because I'm going to tell you, that's a really awkward 25 minutes of conversation right after that. Let's get started. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, kids. Look out!
Sorry, officer. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing about this guy.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Say it like you're fancy. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Lovely golf-like clap. By the way, congratulations, because you're listening to or watching the longest-running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, it's hosted by a couple gorgeous... Hey, move your cute butt. What was it that you said?
You're small.
You're small?
I don't believe I called it cute.
Well, okay, good, because otherwise you'd have crossed the line. Anyways,
I think I said your small backside.
Oh, that's even sweeter. And anyways,
it is Valentine's
me
Day.
And my small backside, and he and I have been, now what are you going to do? Oh, now you're passing notes?
Will you be my Valentine, Scotty? Will you be my Valentine?
We've lived together. That's not right. We've been lived in Las Vegas for...
Oh, too long.
Way too damn long. Which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you about our adventures here on the Strip and on Fremont Street, downtown, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of our fair city, well, our show is like your very own secret handshake to all things cool and happening and groovy here in the Las Vegas. We are live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. That's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us. Get yourself in the live chat where beautiful people are currently swearing at me. and that's great, because they're all kind of, you know, real big on themselves because people in the live chat have become famous.
That's true.
They're buying big houses. They're buying cars.
They are?
Because of us.
Well, we keep the economy flowing in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the owner of this here thing called the Vegas Video Network. Been an online broadcaster for oh so many years, a little over 10 years now. And I'm joined by he who remains gorgeous. He who, in fact, has the cutest butt in this room. We know him as RQS. We know him as Drinky Pants. He is the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we know him as Brett Grant, everybody.
That's me. How are you, folks? Good to be back. Good to be here. How are you, Scotty?
I am lovely.
Yes, indeed.
Today's Over and Under is...
Well, we've narrowed it down. We were kind of right on the money last week, weren't we?
We actually did very well last week.
Yeah.
So I'll
go 84 and a hook.
84 and a hook.
84 and a half.
And for those of you who don't know, a hook is 30 minutes. Thank you. Yeah. I will be here all week. By the way, new in the live chat.
30 seconds.
We've got literally 1,028 mad chipmunks in the live chat. I think that's a new record for
us. How many?
1,028.
No kidding. Wow.
And guess how many snowmen we have? Eight.
Eight.
So
we have 904 pops.
I'm really kind of pushing for more snowmen. By the way, how many teddy bears do we have? 429 teddy bears in the live chat. It is the largest gathering of teddy bears.
Zoo animals.
Of teddy bears, snowmen, and of course, whatever that other thing was, chipmunks everywhere, anytime, in the live chat, on air. That's what we do. We are, of course, magical.
This is how chipmunks dance.
Okay, if you say so.
That's the gopher from Caddyshack.
But that's not a chipmunk, is it?
Exactly.
Oh, that's Muskrat Sally, Muskrat Sam likes to take it in that. Anyways, I think what we want to do now is talk
Let's talk about sex,
Let's talk
baby.
About public
let's
sex talk about you. In Las Vegas. Of course, this is a tip of the hat to our good friends Phil and Chloe, or Chloe, depending on
I'd
how you
Chloe.
Want.
I'd say Chloe.
Let's go Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
These two cute couple, Phil being of the ripe old age of, how old was Phil?
I think he was 31. Was he not? Something like that?
He was 27.
27, okay. Well, they're on the front page
21.
Of the RG.
Journal. Yeah, they're kind of everywhere.
They might be on the front page of the paper tomorrow.
And God bless their little, not terribly bright hearts. They decided to have a little bit of sex in the high roller. Now, a couple
What's
things.
What's the high roller's got?
Oh, high roller is a large roller coaster-like device on the link. What's the link? It's the misspelling of the word link. That's what the link
it's
is.
It's that property right there between the Flamingo and Harris.
That is correct.
Okay.
And so these two crazy kids decided, you know, it's February 5th. Why don't we go to Cabin 17, which is known as the sex cabin.
No, is it really?
Nope.
Oh,
just
I think they're in 16.
It says 17.
Well, no, because I think Cabin 17
Cabin
didn't,
15 saw them.
And Cabin 17 didn't notice.
Well,
so they were sandwiched in
it
between.
It says guessing Cabin 17 didn't seem to notice. Oh, right.
But the guessing Cabin 15 did.
Oh,
did
so they
notice.
Might be in. Oh, you're right. God damn
they're
it.
They're in 16. It's called a sandwich.
Sometimes
it's a love sandwich.
It's a love
Sometimes you should
sandwich.
Read.
I find that really overrated, that whole reading thing.
Okay.
So they're in there having the sex. And surprisingly enough, well, first of all, God bless Phil. Phil's a horny little dog. He decides to take it all off.
How do you know it wasn't Chloe?
Well, they're both quite horny, okay. Quite clearly. But he's taking off all his clothes, and he's doing things that are like Latin words. Cunnilingus. I mean, I've never heard of those things before. But those things were taking place. And, of course, if you are in Las Vegas and you are a tourist, what do you have with you? If you're not having sex, a camera. And so that was videotaped. Oh, by the way, you know, they have those little cameras. They're called security cameras. In every one of those pods, is there any chance that the people who work at Lynx maybe saw that? Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking the security guard, why is he opening his mouth?
Well, so the
She's from New York, he's from Texas.
Right.
So they were apparently they might have met in Las Vegas at a bar.
Now, so here's
They might have been inebriated.
God bless their little inebriated having
I'm just thinking
hearts.
They might have been.
Completely.
Okay. But and what time of the day was this? This was not late.
My guess it was in the middle of the day because they are displaying many things that imply lack of intelligence. But if you're being told by the security, you know, basically it's
one eye closer. Hey, kids, would you mind getting your... can't get too dirty here. Maybe you can pull out and maybe put your clothes back on. Would you mind just pulling out and get off of her, you fucking idiot? Okay.
So
please put away your Johnson. Put it away now. Put your pants back on.
So that was what was said. They said, hey, how about you guys break it up? And the
Could
kids,
you imagine that the security... First of all, let's side.
How great would this be?
You're the security guard.
Right.
We got a problem in cabin 16. We got a guy and girl going at it. Let me buzz down to cabin 16. Cabin 16.
Yes.
The entire world is watching you have sex right now.
Right with
Please
you.
Put your pants on. Put your dress down. Hey, I'm talking to you. Please. Now, would you not be completely
okay.
embarrassed into submission that you'd be like, oh, my God, we got caught?
Depends on who they are.
Apparently not,
but
because
here's the
they
thing.
Decided to continue.
Well, so they said, okay, my bad. Probably not the place to do it in the giant pod. We will step out. We will step back. We will retreat. Oh, time's up. Let's go do it again. So they did it twice. They got back into it. Now, they were, after their half hour trip, again, I don't really know how long it took him, but Phil probably thinks he's quite a bit of a stud. They, of course, came out and were arrested for a felony. Sex in public, I believe it was.
Yeah, they're charged with committing sex acts in public, which is a felony.
A felony.
So public indecency, I believe, is a misdemeanor.
I must have been wrong.
Which is, you know, carries about $1,000 fine. But a felony, that's the amazing thing about this. Now, sex act in public. Let's discuss public for a second. Not pubic. That was already on display. Public.
Okay.
They paid to go into a private business. Mm-hmm. They're in a private pod.
Yes.
Yes, there's no drapes, and yes, there's windows. Mm-hmm. Is it really any difference than having sex with your drapes open in your hotel room?
Yes, and here's why. Well, I'll tell you why. Because let's say instead of a pod, which is not private, you mischaracterize the pod to begin with, so the premise is wrong. But it's a public pod. It's a pod with windows on it, not tinted. No curtains.
Right.
It's wide open. As a matter of fact,
but it's not open to the public because you paid to be in there.
Yes, it is open to the public for two reasons.
Well, it's a hotel room.
Well, for fuck's sake, let me finish.
I am.
So, A, you can look out at pod 17 and go, what do you think? Pretty good, right? Well,
but you can also look from hotel room to hotel room.
No, you can't because those windows are hard to look through. They're usually tinted. It's hard to see. But I will talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
So what they did is the equivalent on getting on, let's say, a roller coaster. So how about this? Come on, honey. Let's get on the Big Dipper or whatever you want to call that roller coaster.
You take the Big Dipper, honey.
And let's go on that and just hop on while we hit the loop-de-loop. Do you think that would cause a problem? Yes. But here's the thing. I am not against them having sex in public. I'm not against them having sex on the high roller. What I'm against is the fact that...
I just don't want to be the next person on the high roller.
Well, right. No, bring a...
Sanitation, please.
Bring some spray. Here's the thing. First of all, we have to understand that poor Phil doesn't know any better. He's 27. I have said many, many times that you cannot expect a man to be able to make a decision or know what the hell he's doing until he's 40. So he's 11. He's 11 years away from being able to find
11.
His act.
Nice math.
29 plus 11
he's
is what?
27.
Well, I want him to
and
be
29. And you even said 27.
Well, fuck off for a minute.
Okay, so thank you. She right. is 21.
Okay.
So she's completely brain dead.
No, no. So women are ahead.
Yeah, well,
however,
they're 25. They're brain dead till 25.
I'll give them 25. That's okay. Fair enough. Okay. So they're both, they had basically the mental agility of a small soap dish for those people when they got in there, and they're making decisions.
So they're less mature than Cam Newton.
They can't do it, right?
After the Super Bowl.
Right. By the way, just so you know, the good man Peyton did the same thing, even worse, when he lost. He didn't even shake the hand of the other quarterback.
Maybe he couldn't find him.
Yeah, bullshit. All right, so here's the deal. God bless Phil and Chloe. I wish they would have just said, hey, Scott, can you give us some feedback? Can you give us some guidance? Can you help us a little bit about having sex in public? Can I? Not really, but we're going to.
They should have read Vital Vegas and their 11 tips to having sex on the high roller.
They should have.
Maybe they did. And maybe the high roller actually put their guard up and actually is now defending against. Apparently, this has happened many times on the high roller.
Well, of course it has.
That people are joining the Mile High Roller Club.
Of course.
Okay, so maybe they're figuring out what to do it. And if you're looking for
by
that article.
Philip, by the way, yeah, his problem.
Can I just run down the 11 real quick?
No.
Okay.
I got time.
It's 11 real things. It's bring a blanket.
Right.
Ride when business is slow. This is 11 vital tips to having sex on the high roller. Use the cover of darkness. Tip a ride attendant. This is a critical element to your quest to successfully copulate on the high roller. There we are again, tipping in Las Vegas. Not just the tip.
Come on.
You got to give them the entire tip.
Can I just put a little bit in?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Choose your spot. Okay, the G spot seems to be working. Let's go with watch the time. So a ride on the high rollers takes 30 minutes, yada, yada, yada. Okay, that was number 6. Number 7, stay seated. Number 8, keep focused, men. Number 9, use moist towelettes the deed is done.
Of course.
Number 10, be prepared for some awkward conversation.
What? Right. It's a 25 minutes
afterwards. And number 11 is be fearless.
Right.
So
here it is.
Short.
So first of all, that's just a geometry question. Stay the fuck out of the way, and that would have been easy to do. That's just geometry. Oh, look at that angle. They can see us. I can see them. That means they can see me. Okay. Where can you have sex in public in Las Vegas and not get caught? Number 1, spas. Now, how do you know that, Scott? Now, I will not disclose, A, the spa that I am aware of, and B, who told me about this.
Okay.
This is completely a secret. But there are spas in Las Vegas, maybe at casinos. hard to tell.
Right.
Not sure I'm saying it. Where sex happens a lot there.
Right. The couples massage.
More than that.
I understand.
Other things.
Okay.
Much more.
Gotcha.
All the time.
No kidding.
Happening a lot.
With lots of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Holy shit. Was pretty surprised when I heard the stories.
You'll have to tell me during our commercial break.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Holy crap. So, spas. Happens a lot. Go forth and procreate. I don't know.
And procreate.
But be careful. And by the way, I once was in a spa and tried to have sex after having a, what? This is not in Las Vegas, by the way. It was, oh my God. It was this stuff that we sat in. It looked like, not bark, but what's the really fine bark stuff called?
Sawdust?
Yeah, sawdust.
Okay.
It was like sawdust.
What are you talking about?
No, we were in this thing full of like sawdust. It was made of the same stuff a certain kind of tea was. So you're drinking this tea, right. And the sawdust, oh God, it starts with an E, I think. And so the idea was on the outside, on the inside, you have the same stuff, and it's supposed to be, it was my very, very first spa experience. It was awesome, by the way.
I can imagine.
And I got up, and I'm like, I look like a Fozzie Bear. I'm like, ah! That's where I got my little smile, by the way. Right. Ah! So it's hard to have sex when you're covered in bark. All right, next, pools. Now, this is pretty obvious, not because you'd say, well, sex in pools is pretty obvious. Hey, sex in pools is hard, he says, with kind of a wink and a nod.
Wink and a nod, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like a luby thing. But here's the deal. It doesn't take much imagination to think that people are having sex in the pool. Have you looked at these pools in the middle of the summer?
Yeah, a little cloudy.
They're optically dense. You can't see your... Am I wearing shoes? Hey, am I wearing flip-flops or not? Why can't you tell? Because I can't see the fucking bottom of the pool. Why?
Yeah.
It's cloudy. With what? Let's go with suntan lotion.
And every fluid you possibly could imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
So where do you do this? Well, there might be, for instance, a lazy river that may have a couple dark spots that people don't see.
True.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. What is your little thing in parentheses there?
That was the lazy river.
Okay.
Which had kind of a milky vibe.
Well, there are also some of the pools and at some of the casinos have the topless pools too. So it's you're already can be doing things.
You're halfway there. Have you ever been to a topless pool in Vegas?
I walked through one once on my way to a heavyweight title fight at Caesar's Palace.
By accident?
No, no. It was on the way to the outdoor arena. We're walking through the Euro Spa at Caesars.
By accident?
No, I was walking with my father. I go, Dad, are you looking around? This is kind of interesting.
Did your dad go, you are the best son I have? Like, I've got several sons.
I forget who we were going to see fight, but I'm like, why don't we just hang out here for a while? You know?
So, wait, yeah. This is boxing shit. Fuck this.
Exactly.
Look at this.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. Boobs. Yeah, here's what
and my mom would say, once you've seen one, you've seen them both.
Once you've seen one, you want to see them all. The truth about all topless pools is this. There's, you know, three women who look great and about 400 guys are going,
dang.
Right.
Yeah. Dead boobies. Mm-hmm. I like the boobies.
Yeah, you dick. That's why you're all by yourself at a topless bar. Okay, or pool. Next place. All right. Let's get romantic.
All right.
Love is in the air.
On the 17th
Let's
floor.
Let's go do it in the garage.
In the parking
garage. That's right.
On the roofage.
There's nothing sexier than having a little boink 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 at the pool. What?
Tomahawk said no.
Tomahawk doesn't know.
At the parking garage,
I mean. You're in there. As a matter of fact, you might need...
a little exhaust.
That exhaust might help matters. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying it might help. Not for the whoop. For you, men, to be brave and not be afraid to have sex while somebody in a Hummer comes by. Yeah. Hummer. I just come up with a whole new name.
Yes.
I didn't come up with that, but it's pretty damn funny. They link together. So you're in the garage. So you start off, you know, you're in the spa. Random shit going on there. Then you go, okay, let's go to the pool. You dry off. Time to get back in the car, honey. You're feeling it again. Banging away at the garage. Okay, now what? Brett brought it up.
I did.
You want to do public sex, and who can blame you? Look at your body. You're goddamn gorgeous.
I am gorgeous, yes.
But you are a little concerned with that felony charge of sex in public, or maybe even the misdemeanor, whatever you call it, indecent exposure.
Right.
You're worried about that. Here's what you do. Go to your room, open up the window, get right up on that window, and have a ball. Because no one can see in.
Not true.
That's not. It's true.
But maybe in Vegas. But no, you can see across hotel rooms all the time.
Well, yeah,
and see
in Poughkeepsie.
Inside.
But what the fuck are you going to do in Poughkeepsie? You hope somebody does that at Poughkeepsie. But at the Aria on the 21st floor, trust me, if you're like, and you're going, I hope somebody's like into this. People okay. are like, oh, that's Aria. That's pretty nice. Hey, do you see? No,
yes,
you don't see. You don't see.
Especially on the hotels where you have, not necessarily in Vegas, but you're in Hawaii or whatever. You got the, you know, you got the. The hotel is shaped this way with the pool down at the bottom, and you go across and say,
okay.
Hey, honey, 1409 is going at it right
now,
there.
Now, Steve in the live chat okay. tells us sex in the window will also get you arrested.
See, that's what I'm saying. Is that true, Steve? Because I'm here's
Steve
what I'm thinking.
Can't be trusted.
I don't see it as any different.
It is different. Well,
I know I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you.
I don't, but I sound like one.
Yeah.
I sound like one all day today, by the way. It's been a shit day for me. Anyways, so... So you're in there, you're at it, and basically the truth is, I will concede, you might be able to see the outline of you.
You can see your back of the hotel room.
Depends on the lighting. Look at, right. I know lighting, I do know that.
I do, you
so
do.
So if the lighting is blinds you because of the mirrory thing, but if there's no light hitting you and you've got light behind, then you are in silhouette. So you really can't see what's going on, but you can get an idea. Ooh, that's kind of interesting. So I will concede that if you want to dip your toe into what feels like public sex, but the truth is no one really can see you.
Right.
Except for Brett. Who has x-ray eyes.
I'm very good. I see, and Steve agrees with me. It's exactly the same as the link.
Steve likes whiskey that tastes like tennis balls, so Steve cannot be trusted. Do you understand
Steve.
Me? Okay, so Steve, God bless you.
No tennis
heart.
Balls, Steve.
Tennis ball whiskey makes you a little unsteady. We'll go with that one. Okay, so now what we're going to do. All right, babe, how'd that feel? Good?
Let's go for a ride.
Let's go for a ride. Let's go for
we
a
just
ride.
Did. Let's go for another one. What did the leper say to the prostitute?
Let's...
Keep the tip.
Holy Christ.
Okay.
Tomahawk say no.
Please. All right. Yes. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get into a car. Your car? The one we just had sex with?
No,
park
no, we're going to get a limo.
Limo, baby. Yeah. Now, this is sanctioned by the city of Las Vegas. I don't know, but I believe it can be. Have you not been into one of those limos that has a plastic wrap all over? No?
It's like your grandmother's sofa.
Is it just me?
It's like your 1972
right.
Living room at your grandmother's
That's
house.
Right.
Yes.
So in the limo,
the plastic.
They expect it.
Right. That's why they hose them out when they're.
They do. Have you not gone to. If you go down on Industrial Street, which is right behind the strip, you're going to see this big row of limos with people spraying them down on the inside. It's because it's post-coitus washdown. It's called a PCW, post-coitus washdown, right? That's what they have to
I
do.
I got you. I'm with
okay.
you. Okay. I agree.
So you're in there. You're now, of course, a modicum of freaking clueless here. And that's what you're going to do. You don't have the window down between you and the driver because that's showing off.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to take, remember there's two windows on that, two windows. There's the clear one. He can still see you. By the way, he can hear you too. There's microphones everywhere. The black one, the dark one, put that up. He may be able to hear you, but who cares?
Right.
Now, you're not really bragging. You're just, you know, performing.
You're just,
doing the right kind of
just
thing.
Just don't make any noise.
All right, so now you're, right, which is like, well, I had like five really funny things. Nothing I can say because I would hurt people's feelings. Okay, can't do it. All right. So now you're at the limo. You've had sex. By the way, you've had sex five times already in public.
You are a stud.
Stud.
Yeah.
Exactly what
absolutely.
I was going to say.
Is this with the same woman?
Well, let's go with yes.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, sure it is. Of course okay. it is. Well, of course it is. Of course it is with my sweet butt and your good eyes. Well, what else would it be?
I don't think I said sweet butt.
I forgot what you said, but we're going with sweet butt. Okay, so now you're like, I think we've done a lot of the horizontal mumbo bumbo. Let's get upright. Let's do something fun. Like golf.
Golf.
This is your thing.
Let's go play golf.
Let's go play a little golf.
I'm going to go hit a ball in the woods.
I'm going to hit a ball. Oh.
Meet me with the. Unfortunately, in Las Vegas, there are no woods. I've played a lot of golf courses. Mm. There's a lot of rocky terrain that would be disguised as rough.
Are there no trees?
There's not a lot of
winds thing.
Yeah, you probably could at Shadow Creek or at the Wynn, but
that's what I was thinking. When
that'd
I
be an expensive that. Round of golf to go out and get some, some booty.
She's given you quite a bit of sex. Pay the price. Go.
It's pretty expensive.
You're on the fifth hole. You go into
well, apparently we would be on the sixth.
Now on the sixth hole, and you go off into the
Yeah. Okay, maybe you don't. Maybe they don't. Okay, fine, fine.
There are places certainly across the country. Bunkers. You want to be on the beach? You want to bring a towel?
That's right.
That's a good point.
How about the Mandalay Beach? No, that's no good. I got the better thing. We're going to go in a bunker.
The seventh hole at the Wynn.
I'm going to bring a
beach blanket.
I'm going to bring my phone and a little Bluetooth speaker. I'll put Ocean Waves on, and we're going to be in the bunker.
You guys can just play through. Okay, hang on a second. I'm having a little trouble in the bunker over here.
Right.
I can't get out of the bunker. Okay.
So
that's why you have the towel there, Mr. Access Vegas. Yes.
All right. So now,
oh good Lord,
you've done it at the golf course. You've your limo. You're in the window. You've done parking, garage, spas. Okay. Now it's time to party.
I think this is probably the easier of all of them.
It's one of them.
You could actually probably do it on the dance floor.
That's exactly right.
Probably good.
And that is any of these high-end DJ, like, what are they called? Dre or, well, Dre's, actually, well, that's probably the best one.
Well, anyway.
But the ones over at, I forget the one that's over at Caesars now. Holy shit. All those things.
They all have stupid names.
Have you ever been in one of those things? It's wall-to-wall people. Literally, it's wall-to-wall. So you could go up to, let's say, a significant other. Let's not do something that you don't know these people. And you'd be like, ow! Well, I'm feeling pretty good. How's this dance? Best dance I've ever had. Done.
Yeah.
2-minute dance. Well, 40, life's good.
40 seconds.
So now, are there other places off to the side? Of course there are. And again, Las Vegas wants you to have sex in limos and clubs where DJs are playing.
Right.
That's the law. I don't make up a law. And then two more, the back booth at Peppermills at Fireside Lounge. Yes, I know I skipped it. I'm coming around.
All right.
Don't you worry.
I think, if you walked in there with the old black light, you would never walk in there again.
Well, it's covered with black lights. So you see, if there was any spooge to be seen, that is, by the way, the medical term for spooge. Stuff. For spooge. If there were to be spooged, if you were to see spooge, that would be the place, because it literally is a CSI lab at all times. It's black.
That bit where the lady's got it on her face, that was awesome. I forget what bit that was. That was hilarious.
That was something about Mary or whatever it was. Wait, that's the hair thing. Okay, so anyways, actually, the earring. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? I know all these shows. Okay, so you go. Now, have you ever been into a Peppermill, the Fireside Lounge? It is literally as black as my heart. It's very, very dark. You can't see anything in there. What you can see is a glowy kind of freaky Halloween kind of vibe because of the black lights.
Right.
So what you do is you go to the very, very back corner in these booths. Nobody goes back there. Hell, there hasn't been a human back there in 3 years. You go back there, and if you see the waitress with the long dress, order the biggest cocktail you have so she doesn't come back for a while. Yes, I'll take the half gallon Widgie Widgie Wawa with two straws. Well, fuck, of course I'm with her. Let me have two straws now. Off with you. And right. She comes back. Wait until she comes back. Here's your Widgie Widgie Wawa. Well, thank you, honey. Here's $10. Find yourself another thing
Widgie,
to do
Widgie
for
Widgie
a while.
Go Widgie Widgie Wawa somewhere else.
Go somewhere else for a while. Daddy's got to do a little tickety tickety talk talk. And now you're free to go.
Have we done this?
Nope. Okay. Okay, so now you're done. You're at the monorail. And
you got to get back home.
You got to go home. You're not at the monorail. But you're about ready to get on the monorail.
The monorail?
And here's why. It's the safest place in Las Vegas. Why? Because nobody's
You can't even get mugged on the monorail.
Nobody's on the fucking monorail.
Right,
you could go there and go, hey. The cameras can't possibly work because there's nobody there.
You ever make love on a real train? It's Tom Cruise.
So you cruise down the monorail.
Jeez.
You could say I had sex at Sahara, MGM, Paris.
At every hotel in the
Every
Las
hotel
Vegas.
On the,
every
on the east side, you get to say you had sex there. Why? Because you had sex
on the
monorail. Okay. And that's it. That's your how to have sex.
I really am shocked that it's a felony. And it's $3,000 bail for these folks, which is $300.
Right.
And it sounds like one guy from Texas and North Carolina, wherever they're from, or one's from New York, one's from Texas, that more than likely they just met. It'll be interesting court appearance. It'll be interesting coming back for court.
Chloe, right?
Interesting conversation with a young 21-year-old girl's mother and father.
Yeah, and she's getting a lot of press on this, too.
Yeah, of course, the pictures are hilarious because he's got a big smile on his face. And she's like, oh, my God, my sorority sister's life is over. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. That's our new jingle. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com.
Do it.
Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
That was pretty good. I like the little thing there.
Had a little bit of reverb. This is part of the show where we let you tell us what you want us to read and then respond to, called On Air Cue Questions. You're going to send to us. Okay. Quite a few things to touch, but first we're going to talk about, we got a movie, a special movie in the on-air queue, on-air question part. Who would that be from? Well, we're global.
Oh, well, I already saw it.
You have seen it.
Yeah.
There was a sneak peek. We had a sneak peek red carpet event a little while ago.
Did I see the entire thing or did you see a snippet?
I think you saw the entire thing.
Okay.
Although he did add some stuff to it, so you may not have seen the final.
Okay.
He kept sending me, here's the final.
Wait, one more thing.
I think I got it now. Here's the final.
Yeah.
So may I present to you all the way from Russia, or Mother Russia, as they never said that. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Stuart Poynter.
Hello, this is the Vegas Video Network Red Visor coming to you live from Red Square, the real one, not the fake one at Mandalay Bay. Anyway, some views here. St. Basil's Cathedral. Legend has it the architect was blinded by the Tsar to make sure that he couldn't build anything so beautiful again. Or was that the arches at Whitney Villa? I'm never sure. I always get those two mixed up.
Understood.
Anyway, round the corner. Here is the Kremlin, here's the clock tower, and this is where Mr. Putin has his office. I hope he's not in today, he will want to expropriate my cap. You can't have it, leave it, mine. And here's Lenin's tomb, where 2 days a week you can go in and see him lying flat on his back, looking a bit like this. Or is that Scott after a few devil's margaritas? Not quite sure. And here we are outside GUM, one of the world's most luxurious department stores. So let's go in. I'll take you through that door there. Here we are inside, and even though it's luxury, you cannot buy a Vegas Video Network visor anywhere in this shop. It's terrible. Hey, who's that in the background? Hey, Mr. Russian, get out. Move. Get out of my way. Move. Here we are at the skating rink. They are playing the jazzathon. I think track 10. Yes, vodka and tonic ski.
Gin and tonic ski.
Pancakes all the way from DuPars. And yum.
Pancakeski.
It's Riverdance. Oh, my God. It follows me everywhere.
Riverdansky.
Really, it's Riverdance.
That is just creepy.
Putin mugs. Get your Putin mugs here. Putin mugs.
I don't see any Living in Las Vegas mugs, is what he wrote.
Yeah, that doesn't look very tasty. I may try one later.
Try anything.
Within reason.
And we're here outside the tomb of the unknown soldier, and I'm not saying anything here because I really will get arrested.
Okay. Kind of bringing it down a little
bit. Nope, still silent. So goodbye from the Red Hat in Red Square. Nice. See you next time. Oh, hello, officer.
Very good, Stuart.
Ladies
very good.
And gentlemen, Stuart Poynter.
Well done. Well done from Mother Russia.
I have another story about Stuart coming up a little bit later.
Gin and Toninsky.
Toninsky. All right, this is also from Stuart. This is our first email. Stuart asks, I'll let you read this, actually. Here you go.
Oh,
get you in
this
it.
Is from Stuart?
Yep.
You asked me to send an email reminding you of some of the points we chatted about over dinner. It's 3:30 a.m., of course, and I am wide awake, so here it goes. Internet charge at the Wynn, it is $18 a day per device. Outrageous.
No, that's lame.
See, here's the thing. The most expensive places charging you the a la carte stuff. where if you go to the Motel 6, you're getting free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so I don't mind the a la carte, but what they're doing is lame. So he's
$18
per device.
That's ridiculous.
Here's your phone. Here's your iPad. Oh, your wife has a phone? Three. Oh, I'm sorry. Does she have an iPad? Yeah. That's $72. That's just stupid.
Or you just don't use it and just use your own phone and not worry about it.
Which is what
at Caesars, if you are a Diamond Total Rewards member, you do not pay the resort charge. They make a big deal of this. Oh. But if you use the internet, they charge you also $18, if I recall. But at least you're here to connect with two devices. Mm. Spa admission charge, if you are not having any treatments at Mandalay Bay, is now $30 a day as of February 1st, up from $25. Mm. For a comparison, at the Imperial Palace back in the day, it is $20. And if you are there any more and varied facilities, I think it may become a new go-to place. Okay. It says at the Imperial. I'm not sure if that's... He might have put down the wrong place.
Yeah.
So a constant deep fried... Oh, so a constant drip feed of extra charges coupled with the removal of machines and hence the atmosphere on the casino floors,
yeah.
It's not a great substantial growth model. I am finding fewer and fewer places I either feel comfortable in or welcome in. Encore to me now feels positively hostile towards slot players,
wow.
Like we are taking up valuable space from the club crowd. I won't be going there again. It used to be one of my favorite places.
Oops.
You have to ask Matt Goss when...
You don't want this guy not showing up to your casino, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he's a whale, right?
Yeah, he should not be toyed with.
Well, usually the whales are get... I have a whale story from you as well. You'll have to ask Matt Goss when, figuratively and literally, does he think his ship will come in?
You get that?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Stuart.
Yeah. There was a buddy of mine in town a couple of weeks ago, and he moseyed into the high slot room at a casino. And there was one person there playing slots and had his card, I guess, or some card, on five machines. No credits in those other machines, just while he was playing one machine. Mm. So my friend went to go play one of the machines. And the person sitting there said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. He's like, well, why? He goes, because you'll be thrown out of the casino. Why would I be thrown out of the casino? You're not playing the machine. How can you reserve all the machines? You're only playing one.
Right.
There's no credits on it.
Right.
He goes, don't take my card out of the machine.
You had five cards?
I'm going to take your card out of the machine. And look at me. I'm taking your card out of the machine, and I'm putting it right here. Next thing you know, here comes five or six security guards.
Really?
Telling him that, sir, you're not going to be playing that machine. So it was kind of late at night.
Really?
So he eventually backed down.
Yeah.
And he called his casino host the next day and asked, or actually she called him, mind telling me what happened last night.
Oh, so he has a casino host.
Yeah.
So he's a player.
Yeah. So she tells him that person was a whale.
Yeah.
A significant whale. And they run the place.
Mm.
They do what they want to do.
I've
when
never
you're
heard
not
that
messing
before.
With them.
That's interesting.
And while I understand your point, it doesn't matter
all
because
right.
the whale
wins.
Runs the
whales
casino.
Win.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, this is from Michael Scott. I'm this is one of two Michael Scotts. Is it the same Michael Scott? I don't know.
Oh.
Different email addresses.
All right.
Hmm. Michael writes, they are called Clark County Commissioners, not aldermen. Apparently we called them aldermen last time. Yes, Green Bay fans would come here to see them stomp the Las Vegas Raiders. Of course, this will never happen. Have you been to Wisconsin in December? Big Dog's late owner demonstrated that by bringing in boatloads of Wisconsin fans when UNLV football would play in the past. Who can forget the lights going out at the arena? This is a non sequitur. Right, you are right. NFL will never move here. We're not going to pay. I guess he's in Las Vegas. We were not going to pay $700 million plus for a stadium. I'm with you on that one, brother.
Yep, yep.
Adelson would have to ante up. To leave this kind of mark on his legacy. If it helps UNLV football, would be a step in the right direction. The Raiders concept is just a mirage or a distraction. Comment on jury duty episode relating to reality TV. A quote from a favorite pop culture author, Klosterman, quote, reality TV. It ceases to be reality once you put a camera on it. Then it becomes something different, which is really true. Couldn't agree more. All right, now, this is also from Scott, Michael, or Michael Scott, who is at, is he, where is he? Yeah, so I'm not sure if he's the same one.
Isn't he in the UK?
No. This is, we have, yeah, we got, okay. I think to watch the show, you have to be Michael Scott.
Everybody's under with the witness protection
real
program.
Nice, this is a real nice email.
This is from Scott Michael.
It's Michael Scott.
It's Chaz Michael Michael from,
you're killing me, brother.
Whatever that movie was. Guys,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Have lived in Vegas now for nearly 17 years and lived in Nevada since 1992 up in the Elko area. Yeah. Funny part is I've traveled all over the country and the world for work and have engaged in these discussions so many times that I have often thought of doing a show like this. And
so you mean
and
the
behold,
public sex discussions? Because I don't want to talk to Michael about that.
He says, lo and behold, here you guys are doing something similar for the past decade. Well, I'm not for the past decade. Scott has been doing it for the past decade. He only brought me along recently because he was brain dead for a long period of time until he decided to invite me.
Good thing you don't have to be smart to run your own company.
That's for sure. He says, which is awesome that we are doing this for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
If you are ever looking for additional co-host, correspondent, or content provider, got many perspectives and connections from technology, healthcare, and various industry perspectives from around the country.
Stop. We're looking for you to pay us $2,000 to be a correspondent, sponsor, or whatever you like to do. Continue.
He said, and I also do high school football announcing for one of our parochial institutions. Hmm. On the MGM parking topic, one of my contacts at Caesars told me 6 months ago they were analyzing this.
Yeah.
That's at Caesars.
Yep.
And waiting for MGM to move on this. Yep. Expect Caesars to follow suit.
Yep.
Although he says, sweet. Once the new arena opens up, people will naturally try to use Caesars lots to park for the arena events, and they'll have no choice but to institute these charges to balance out the parking activity just the way it is. That's a very good point because, again, people are going to be parking in various spots around the strip, so I guess what else is not... what's not a Caesars and MGM property?
Sands and Sands.
What's the Bally's? What's the
Bally's
Paris?
Is Caesars. Paris is Caesars.
Okay. I know. The Flamingo is, and obviously
Flamingos is. So basically, it's
how about
it's,
the Link?
That's Flamingo. I mean, that's part of Caesars. Yeah. So the only ones that are not that is SLS. It's
well, that's pretty far. You're 3 miles away from
so
the arena.
It's Encore,
there.
Encore, and Wynn.
Yeah,
and then Venetian and Palazzo.
Okay, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to White Castle. Right there behind the Casino Royale, and then I'll hop on the. Monorail.
Actually, it should be this. The sound effect for White Castle should be this.
But every once in a while, you have to have them. Mike finishes by saying, "Let me know if you ever want to grab a beer to discuss ideas. Take care." Very nice. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Mike's very nice email. Thank you, Michael. Now, I don't know if you recall, I've made some mention about a gentleman named Gary Romberg. Gary has been a little testy with me in the past.
Okay.
I missed him on a couple of Haddams. And most people go, hey, gee, Scott, you know, you missed me. If you could put me in that twice, that'd be great. Yeah. Gary's like, hey, you fuckhead. Why don't you? No, he didn't really say that. I felt like that because I'm sensitive. I'm a flower.
Right.
And so he got wind. In other words, he listened to the show. And he's like, oh, I think I need to write Scott a letter. Here you go. I'll let you read this.
Oh, from Mr. Testicle. Yeah. Oh, testy. Sorry.
So I call him, he was a little testy is what right. I called him last
and
time.
What, calling a man a little testy goes That's back not, to our earlier conversation.
I probably
shouldn't
have done that.
He probably should not have done that.
I think he misunderstood me. I didn't say he had little testies.
No, just
I
a said, little testy.
He's just being a little testy.
He says, hello, guys. Enjoy the show. I love Las Vegas, and recent topics, reparking and resort fees have piqued my interest. Basically, I agree with Mr. Whitney. Re-Vegas started losing its cool.
Thank you.
Personally, I avoid casinos with resort fees, and I will do the same for those imposing a parking fee.
Stop.
Fortunately,
where can he go on the strip that doesn't have a resort fee?
Fortunately, I stay at a timeshare when visiting. One of the elements of your podcast which intrigues me most is the banter. there's a banter right there. Oh, it's banner. I'm
That's
sorry.
A
it's
big banner.
Banter. Okay. It reminds me of my drinking days and sitting around a bar shooting the breeze. It's as relaxed, it's humorous, it's entertaining. However,
whoa, shit.
There's always up. There's always
up. Always a however. Wait a minute. Look. Okay. Go ahead.
Dear, I addressed an email. Dear Brett, and was called a douche by that Whitney guy. Check the tape.
Let me just say this about that.
Do you care to comment?
Sorry.
Okay. I attempted to explain a trivia question answer and was depicted as someone who could take acid and write letters at the same time.
Okay.
This is not true.
May I respond to that?
I've exhausted my supply a couple of months ago.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
So let me just tell you, can take acid now. It still has an effect.
It stays in the system for a while?
Yeah. It's not like
the white
alcohol.
Rabbit.
You take acid. So I was right. I actually was guessing he's an acid fiend. Continue.
Okay. Now, because of your strict spam filter, two of my entries in Haddam have not been received.
He's a little sensitive.
Respectfully requested a please to be doubled up, and Mr. Whitney complied. However, I was called testy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about quitting the show. However, we'll continue to listen and watch Roku just to see what load of I will be assigned to in the future. Notice my name begins and ends with a G. You are smart guys, wise guys, and should take note.
What the hell does that mean?
Gary Romberg, GG. I don't know. Notice my name begins and ends with two G's. Greetings. My nose is bent towards the wrong, towards tongue and cheek. Mr. Tessie, by the way, he says, P.S., I followed the live chat one night. The listeners in the chat seem to be local, seasoned, and very intelligent.
They're not local.
However, I read Danny's notes. I thought about signing up, but would not want to interrupt the entertaining flow.
Now get in there.
Thanks to that Whitney guy for helping me out with my Roku.
You're welcome. By the way, get in the live chat. It does flow. But
Craig, get in the live chat.
The people are super cool, man. I've never seen, and by the way, if I did see it, I'd ban them. Mm-hmm. Everybody is super welcoming in the live chat. So get
Testy the douchebag with Frosty the Snowman. Way to go, Pops.
Oh, that's funny.
Pops is singing that. So Testy, hop in there, buddy. That's your new name, by the way, Greg.
Right. By the way, you should sign up and go Testy douchebag. Yeah. That would be so funny.
Testy douchebag that needed help with my Roku.
My name is Testy. Testy the douchebag. Okay, that's it for those questions. Let's real quick stories. I'll just do, how are we doing on time?
We're at 7:46.
Moving along. Let me see how I feel about this. I think we'll just skip the real quick stories. We'll move on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get into that push-pull bullshit. This other one is, okay.
All right.
Live chat questions, we got two. First one from Danny. Danny asks, when does the pool at Whitney Villas, that's Arches at Whitney Villa, get warm enough to swim in?
What depends if he turns on the heater now?
Yes, right. So if I turn on the heater now, it would be now. It would cost me $400,000.
Well, the temperatures this week in the mid-70s all week long. Going to be a fabulous week here in the Vegas.
That's right. Great. Okay.
Come on down. 74 degrees here in Las Vegas.
Razors Hot Rodders. We're starting to get in the pool. All right. Here's the good news about...
Do you have a outdoor temperature before you will do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Minimum 80.
80. So you're not far away.
We're getting close. The preferable 90. Even more preferable,
100.
Keep me in a pool in 100 degrees, I'm happy. Now, here's the deal. The previous Whitney Villa 1.0.
This is the new improved 2.0.
This is Arches at Whitney Villa or Whitney Villa 2.0. The first one was a regular pool with a 400,000 BTU heater. Heated quite nicely, approximately 4 degrees per hour. The new pool here, or the new house here, actually it's an older house, the replacement house here, has a huge advantage that I did not have in the previous house, and that is solar heating for the pool.
Okay.
Solar heating, as if God said, I have a sound effect in the other place, which is a bunch of heaven people. I wish I had that sound effect here.
Right.
You can have heating without paying for it. Fuck, are you kidding me? So last year, I think we got in the pool in like April, because I'm like, solar heating on. So... you know, what's the pool temperature have to be for us to get in?
Oh, for you it was like 88 degrees.
It used to be 84. Then we got smart. Let's not get crazy. 86. So 86 degrees or so. And so in April, you think that's crazy, but when it's 100, everybody, when somebody says it's 100 degrees out, when the weather says it's 100 degrees out, that means it's 100 degrees in the shade. It's about 20 degrees hotter in the sun. So if it's 86, let's call it 85 degrees, and it's 100 degrees outside, that means it's actually about 125 or 120. The difference there is like 30 degrees. That water's cold.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm not insane. I'm actually quite
I think you're exaggerating
reasonable.
On the shade versus 20
degrees.
The
no,
sun.
No. It's 20 degrees.
It's 100. It's 100.
No. That's in the shade.
Well, all the thermometers are in the shade?
Yes. All thermometers are in the... yes, Homer, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you two things right now. A, they can't see you having sex in the hotel. And B, all weather readings that you see are thermometers based in the shade. In the sun, in the summer here, it's 100 and 400 degrees out
it's
here.
It's 400 degrees.
It's 100 and 400. 100 it's about 500
that's
degrees.
Like 1,400.
It's about 100 and 400. Yeah, it's about 500 degrees. That's yeah. right. No, but it's at least 140. All right,
official thermometers are always in the shade?
Thank you.
All right, Ted.
Yes,
Ted
finally, right. the voice of
I've never
reason.
Heard that before.
Of course it is.
Why?
Why is it? Oh, my God.
Because why?
It's fucking hot out there. What because the sun is an artificial thing. You want ambient temperature.
Fake?
It's ambient temperature you want. So you want shade to create the temperature of the air, not the sun beating down on you. By the way,
okay,
just,
I appreciate
just so
that.
You know, Brett,
I like that analogy. I like that discussion.
Have you ever been in the shade and walked out and said, huh, it's warmer in the sun?
I always said it's cooler in the shade.
Oh, fair enough. So good. Fair enough. Same thing. There's a reason for that, and it's because shade is cooler. Okay, good. So April, I'm hoping, is when we get
That's
in.
A long way to get the word April out of you.
Right. Okay, question number two. Glenn from Syracuse, who has a brand new hat, who will be sending a picture in shortly. Glenn asks, do you ever have listener meetup events? Yes. Moving forward.
Just not recently.
I haven't had one in a while. We used to have a bunch. We probably had three or four. I will just say, yeah, if you guys want to think about doing that and you want to make that happen, okay. I mean, all these other podcast guys are doing it. I'm like, well, if you're in town, you want to chat with me, hell, let me know. We'll have a drink. If you want to organize one, you know, let me know, and we'll put something together. But for the love of God, let me know.
Could we do a live show from a place that might sponsor us, and then make that the thing?
I found a place. Oh,
could we actually do a live show?
Yeah.
Could you pull that off technically?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do that.
I found.
And then
a place,
we both have a reason to be there.
I found a place this weekend that would be perfect.
Right.
For like a live show media kind of thing. I mean, it would be perfect for that. They don't know that yet.
Okay.
But I know the owners, and I think they'd be thrilled to be a part of it. So yeah, I can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, people are busy. So if I want to do it, I want to make sure people show up. I don't want to be doing all this work and have nobody show up.
I think our peeps would show up.
I don't know. We'll see.
Would you guys show up?
I'll tell you what. They will if we do this. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. That's the part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar that Brett has gone to because he's a bit of a drinker.
Just a smidge.
And if you can guess that particular location, well, many magical things can happen to you. Scott, I don't believe you at all. Really? Well, there's probably a reason for that, but you can win stuff. What can you win?
You can win fabulous prizes from the Whitney Prize Closet, including the Vegas Video Network visor. Great music to accompany you in April when it's 86 degrees in your pool. Jazzathon. And because it's out of season, never, it's Christmas Acoustic 1 and 2. There you go. Or you can certainly ice up some Stella Artois. For the third week in a row, Scott's drinking Stella.
Apparently, I bought a lot of Stella.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
It's a fine beverage, by the way. I had one on Super Bowl Sunday.
Very good. And by the way, if somebody were to want to send an email to be a part of this, where would they send that email?
Oh, they'd have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
That's right.
Have a drink. As it says right below us, at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Now, here's the magical part about everything. Now, there's another way you can be a multi-winner. Two ways. One, send us your email with a correct answer. There's one. Two, be in the live chat while we're doing this segment and having sent in a correct answer. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Third way, if you send a video or an image of the Gajazzathon or any of the other CDs in the wild with you in it,
right,
so I can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Triple your entries. Now, here's the magical part about this little show we call Living in Las Vegas.
What's that?
Oh, I don't like to brag, But magical things happen to people when they get involved in here. Like, what kind of things, Scott? Well,
they become titans. Titans.
I like titans.
Yeah.
Great people. No.
Nearly gods, but titans.
Not titans. They become a part of the galaxy of gods. There's a new one. There's Bob. Holy crap. He's about to get arrested and go to jail. These two did a thing and they have not been brought back. There is Craig, who's been to Las Vegas more than me, and I live here. There's Mike and Scott and Shan. Not Chad, it's Shan. There's Alan, there's Aaron. Who's more talented than Alan? Have you seen her cards? They're magical. That's what Pops and Sammy and Scott said. There's Jackie. Where's Jackie? There's Christina, whose baby is smarter because of my music. Whoops, wrong one. Brett's dad and Don. There's a dog and there is Wayne. There's Mike. Look out! There's Mikey. There is Danny. And of course, there is Brett, too. Okay.
I like how you make up the lyrics every week. Yes, it's fabulous.
Those were not my best lyrics.
No, they were best.
Yeah, they did all right. A couple
are still funny.
But quite frankly, they're appreciated. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Jackie, I've seen the Jackie on the Facebook quite a bit. She's been working her fanny off, and she is excited for Dodger baseball.
She's coming to Las Vegas this weekend.
Oh, there you go. Oh. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's where she is, Shan.
Okay. Let's begin with our entries, shall we?
Shan dances to the song, she says.
Does she?
Well, it's hard to dance to the song because Shan, because Scott always pushes the wrong button.
Is that really?
At least once.
Was it called for?
Yeah.
Was it mean?
Well, I'm the
little
director.
Mean spirit.
I'm just telling you, you pushed the wrong, but a little operator error action.
At the lake, at the high roller.
I got another one. Oops.
Wait, see, you no. did it. They told you. Fucking he pushed the wrong.
There
button.
Are so many buttons.
Proving
here.
Brett's point. He pushed the wrong button.
I don't. Okay. I don't. You're not very nice. You're kind of.
All right, this week's winner was.
Here we go. Remember what? Jimmy Gallagher.
The bar is what?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that helps.
Good call.
Yeah, let's show the bar.
This whole doing a show thing.
I know, that's why I'm here.
Much harder than it looks.
Well, I got to keep you
thank
off the
you so much.
That's a
there
pretty
it is.
Bar.
It's a very pretty bar.
Yeah.
The hints were Lily Bar and Lounge, Lily Bar and Lounge. Lily Bar.
Are those lilies on the table?
Yes, it is. And it's at the Bellagio. The Bellagio Casino and Sportsbook. I don't know what that means. All right. First one in, Jimmy 2G's. Jimmy Gallagher.
Is he in there?
And we're going to have to do half-halves because I'm running out of yellow paper.
Yeah, we're out of them.
I know. It's not a good day.
Don't go breaking. I got to break my heart.
Don't go breaking. And Jimmy 2G's is in the live chat. So he gets one for here and one for being in the live chat.
2G's.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
He's there.
And we've got. Boom, boom, boom. Tom U is in the live chat. One for there and one for being in the live chat.
What does that look like exactly there?
Tom U with a butt, with my very cute butt. I don't know if that's what you said, but that's what I'm going for.
Tom is waving. He says, I'm waving.
Okay, next up, Steve I, the wise guy. Steve, one for Steve in here, and Steve is in the live chat.
We had 21 out of 22.
Yes,
who was the loser that got it wrong?
It was somebody who saw it on Facebook and guessed. I don't even know where that came from. It was so weird.
Steve I.
All right.
Is here.
If I tell you the name Mike Lazowski, does it make you think 1,028 Mad Chipmunks?
No.
Because it should. Because Mikey is Mad Chipmunk 1,028. And he is in the live chat.
The Mad Monk.
There are a lot of live chatters going on here today, boys. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, got you.
We've got Rob Cole. Rob is sometimes
sure
in the
shot
live
Rob
chat.
There?
Is I don't see a sure shot today. Oh, I'm sorry, sad.
Tomahawk said no.
One for Robbie.
But Kenny says he's not here.
All right, Craig Daughtry. Craig is a past winner. To remind you what Craig looks like, here is Craig. Boink. Guy's been visiting Las Vegas as a property here for 25 years. So Craig gets in there. Very good.
But he's not here.
Nope. Stuart Pointer, another past winner. Stuart, of course, is our latest videographer. There's Stuart, Red Visor from Red Square.
Yep.
We've got Aaron Perry, who created that masterpiece right there.
In 3D.
In 3D. Boink. We've got John Herman. John Herman, previous winner. Kevin Whipf, who got the visor we sent him in Canada, by the way, and he says it looks great. We're looking forward to him being a part of the gallery, galaxy, fuck, of gods. Mike Q is in the live chat.
There he is.
Mikey Q, boink. Good man, that, Mike Q. We've got Michael Snow. Now, is that the same? No, that's Michael Scott. Michael Snow. Michael Scott is a guy from The Office. Interesting. But he's not
that's
in
true
there.
Too.
Okay, so Michael Snow, boink. Gary Romberg, known as Mr. Testes.
No. Is Mr. Testy there?
No, Mr. Testy is not in there. He's a little nervous to come in, but we invite him to be a part of this. Don't be afraid. The people are loving and embracing. Okay. Ken Anderson. We know old Kenny is in there. Ken Anderson. Double his pleasure, double his fun. And we've got Monica Fagan, an oftentimes visitor to the live chat as Binky. She is not in there today. And, of course, Eric Hansen, also known as Airport Limbo. I don't see Airport Limbo in there today.
No?
Nope.
He was earlier, I thought.
Was he? Oh, I'm sure, unfortunately.
Wasn't he the one talking to me about the, that was Access Vegas.
That was Access Vegas. Okay. Moving on.
All right.
I'm going to give Steve I another one, just a single more, because I skipped him two out of the last three, and instead of becoming testy, he was just being nice. Right. So he gets another one. Whatever that was, I don't know what that was, but don't put it in there.
Nope, I'm doing something else.
Okay, fair enough. Matt Easton. Matt writes.
Matt writes. Congratulations, Matt. Hello from the teddy bear. Glad to see you boys are all right. I have a few episodes to catch up on. Caught last week's today and glad to hear about the earlier time slot. Being from Canada, our home and native land, I have a question. Do either of you know if the casinos ever run promos that even up the exchange or at least help a bit? My guess for February 2 is Lily. Thanks, your bud, Teddy Bear. That's interesting with the exchange rate. Because Canada is fooped when it comes to the exchange rate right now. So I would say no to that.
And he's in the live chat. So Teddy Bear, Matt Easton gets one for us and one for being in the live chat. My guess is no. And the reason they wouldn't do that is because then they would have to do it for every. If I give one of you candy, I've got to give you all candy.
It would be a big deal.
And that would be a big hassle. So my guess is that ain't going to happen.
All right.
Next up, we have Christy Coleman, who writes.
Christy writes. Again, congratulations. We have such an advanced audience here.
Very good.
Christy says, had a great time on our first time in the live chat. I usually have to catch you on audio-only podcast to make my workday more exciting. Mm-hmm. We are flying out a week from tomorrow. That'd be tomorrow on the 10th. Mm-hmm. And we'll be in town until the 15th. I'll take that drink for knowing the Lily Bar and Lounge. Have a good one, Christy and Rob Coleman.
Way to go, Christy. Thanks for playing
Congratulations.
Along.
Congratulations. And welcome to town. She's coming to town tomorrow.
Hope you have fun.
Yeah.
I hope you lose. I mean, I hope you win.
Scott That's is the candy man.
Okay. And now we've got some video magic. Nope. Oh, no. We've got three.
I'm going to throw the Danny. Three. One of the Dannys in here right now.
All right. Which one is that one?
That's just one of the Dannys.
Okay. So that's, okay. But don't.
Does she have a video also?
Yeah, she does.
All right.
Stand by. Do you need more yellow?
I think if you have three of them, I could probably make it work.
Okay. Let's get to the, here's our first Have a Drink on Me video submission by Danny.
There's Danny. There are two right there now.
I was just doing a little prep work for this week's Niche to Profit show here on the Vegas Video Network. And imagine my surprise at finding Gajazzathon sitting there on the shelf. Now, I think this is a travesty.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there. How dare you do that with the Gajazzathon CD?
You're at a thrift shop.
That's a $15.95 deal.
99-cent price tag is a serious injustice. But hey, score for me.
Look at that.
And the checkout clerk, she didn't know what a rock star you really are, Scott Wynn.
Oh, she's tipping up her game.
Well, as far as this week's Haddam entry, well, that would be the Lily Bar and Lounge at the Bellagio. Maybe you can buy me a drink there. See you on Thursday. Oh, and Brett.
Yes, ma'am.
You can thank me for no cheesy poetry this week.
Boom. So that's a lot of things happened
there.
First of all.
Honestly, that was Danny's best bit ever.
First of all, you see her slipping her own little Niche to Profit play
there?
She did. She's sad.
A little cross-promotion.
The thing I like about Danny is she's like, I'm going to sell shit, and I don't care if you like it or not. I'm like, fuck yeah, kid. Go.
Good.
Second thing, she was very mean-spirited by pretending to find my Gajazzathon CD in a thrift store. Hurtful. Of course, if you go on eBay right now, I guarantee you can find a Gajazzathon CD for less than its retail price. So all she did was remind me how sad my world is. Okay. What happened to Bob's? Well, I think I might have put two in there. Hold on.
I put two Danny's in there.
No, I know, but I think I might have put...
What?
Stand by. Yep, there it is. Yeah, I got to put Bob's in there. His got stuck on the back. Yep, I knew it. All right, next up. Thank you for that, Danny. We've got Pops.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the Gajazzathon CD and the Vegas Video Network visor.
You're welcome.
This used to be my lucky hat, but ever since I won the visor, I always wear my visor when I go out gambling. Every weekend, when my wife's out in the front room playing bingo, I'm in the back room playing slots. So far in 2016, 53 hours of gambling, I'm ahead. Been wearing my visor every time. Been bringing me luck. Everybody else should too. Don't just hang it on the wall. Mm-hmm. Take it out and wear it. Mm-hmm. Buy it proud.
100X. 800 times my bet.
That's it.
These nuts!
He's got his selfie stick.
Yeah, because I make this stuff look good.
Here's the fun.
He's not throwing outtakes at us.
Here's the fun part about this. He's eventually going to move to Las Vegas, and at that point, we have to stop the show.
Yeah,
that's it. No more of that, because he might actually come after us. Okay, that's Pops funny. In there. Did you put him in for?
I did.
You put him in twice, right?
I did. Yes. Go.
And finally, of course, we've got the big Bobby. Bobby, hit me.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I hope everyone made a few bucks on this week's Super Bowl game.
Nope. Yes, I did.
Did you?
Here's the video. The clues you gave last week...
I thought you bet the over.
I had under, I had the Broncos, and I had the money line.
Oh, good for you.
Cha-ching.
About the flowers having anything to do with the location. The Munsters matriarch, which was Lily Munster the Munsters television show. And the water feature in front of the casino were right on the mark to lead you to Lily Bar and Lounge at Bellagio.
Damn right.
A beautiful high-end bar and lounge. Mm-hmm. We dug around the Vegas Video Network family album.
Stop.
Wait. I get right. to be
so
grandpa.
I have to pause grandpa. As your grandpa. I am Herman. Danny is Lily.
Bob is Eddie.
Who is Marilyn?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's Marilyn?
Who is that, Bob?
Bob, who's Marilyn?
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Oh, yes. That's Aaron. Outstanding. All right.
That's okay. Good.
Very, very well done. Continue.
And found this photo.
I'm grandpa. That's hilarious. Oh, that's
awesome.
You
guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
I have no idea how he does that stuff, but it's very humorous. It's good stuff.
Right.
And now Danny's chasing him, trying to do the same thing.
Oh, I tell you what,
I
don't know if you guys know this, but I have this picture is on my Facebook.
That's the greatest
page.
Picture ever. Yeah.
That picture right there, which is us by the pool, is my main cover on my Facebook page.
As well, it should be.
It's really pretty. I look like a giant lollipop and a little freaked out, but you it looks exactly like you. I've seen you with that. Well, it doesn't really matter. That's probably too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, let's pick a winner.
I got to put Bob in there. Hang on a second.
Oh,
too busy.
I put him in one. You got to put him in twice.
All right, Bob and Bob.
Oh, what the hell are you doing there?
I'm doing like this.
Oh, I see.
Like
look at
Bob.
You.
Like
but don't put the back end behind it.
I'm just doing like this. It's
I'm trying
fine.
To be fair.
It is fair.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You can't see who a name it is. I told you didn't have it. I was conserving paper.
I will not be talked to in that manner.
Conserving paper.
Okay, there we go.
Hi, we're going to get a winner. Who's going to win
Here's
this week?
Here's the winner. Here he is. What do we got?
We're going to get. Oh, we got a lot of them this week. I'm going to pick this one right here. It's got a little sticky on my finger.
Guess who's the winner?
It's Rob Cole.
Rob Cole. A past winner in the big Hat'em. Rob is a, I don't know what you're doing there. It's not the camera that's being used.
Use the camera.
But that's the camera. And now no one, of course, can see it because it's blurry. Give it to me, please.
There it is. No longer
blurry. Give it to me.
Rob's the winner.
Okay, Rob's the winner.
Oh, okay, so you could do it. There you go.
Because it's a fixed lens, for the love of God. All right, Rob, I will send you an email saying, hey, you won again. What would you like now, you greedy bastard?
He wants a vegan sandwich.
Oh, he is here. Oh, there he is.
And now he's back. Woo!
And
only with
one
prize.
He only had one entry, right.
He had to go get Ken food. Was he like your little slave, Ken?
Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Miski. Stand by. Here it is. Boink.
Jim says, did you not receive my email with the answer on Sunday? We must have missed a Jim call.
Fuck, no.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, send me a Jim, if I missed it, just send me an email with this week's and copy last week's, and I'll put you in twice next week. Sorry
there
about
you
that.
Go. Okay, what are we doing this week?
All right, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Me. Clint, hint number one.
I don't know that word is.
Yeah, you're right. I remember actually struggling a little bit how to pronounce it. Simeons, S-I-N, no, Simeons. Simeons dig this place. Simeons dig
What's
this place.
What's a Simeon?
Well, if you know what a Simeon is, then you know what this place is. Okay. Number two, I would have expected that their number one drink would be a banana daiquiri. Number two, I would have expected their number one drink would be a banana daiquiri. And number three, I wonder if this place is named after the hip-hop slang for female anatomy. Number three, I wonder if this place is named after the hip-hop slang for female anatomy. If you know what this place is, you're going to send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's it, everybody. I think we played the under.
We did. Because you wouldn't let us do our real quick stories.
I thought we'd go along.
Yeah.
We'll do it next week for sure. Or not.
Well, we were only 70 minutes today. That's like the longest, shortest show ever.
It's one of them. But we're going to do
we're
an
getting
after
booed.
Show.
Mike Q's booing us.
We're
Sorry,
gonna
be, Mike.
But we're going to do the after show we for 2 hours.
The one guy you don't want to piss off is Mike Q.
Right.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Hold on. Mike's like, I think maybe,
I don't think we should
maybe
stop.
Maybe you don't want to stop.
Maybe we should tell a story.
I kind of want to do, Mike. Hey, how about we do real quick stories?
Exactly.
Okay. That's it for everybody. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. You guys are the awesomest of the awesome. If you want to check us out, you can send us an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to put your voice on our show, you can send us a voicemail via our website. All you got to do is click that little red tab on the homepage, and that will click a little button that you'll click, and then you'll have a microphone and do some stuff, and that'll be pretty magical. So leave us a voicemail. Okay. We're also on the iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share us with your friends and family. Also, we are all over the place. We're on YouTube and Roku and Stitcher and TuneIn and Chromecast and Apple, Google, and Fire TV. Google Play has just begun to start doing podcasts. We'll probably be there in a second. And, of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. That young man there, he calls me Sweet Cheeks.
That's not what I called you.
I don't even know what you called
Itty
me.
Itty Bitty Booty.
Itty Bitty Booty. That's my new nickname. By the way, that's my military. I was Sergeant Itty Bitty Booty to you. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Take care, everybody.
Sugar Bun 702.
That's funny right there. Who wrote that?
That was Mike Q.
That's funny. Mike, you're funny. Please don't shoot me.